Is there any role, any potential role, for the U.S. military south of the border in Mexico?
Well, indeed, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs was at our meeting, Mike Mullen. Secretary Gates, I already mentioned, meeting with their military counterparts. And I think you can deduce from that that there are discussions about the proper role for our military. And beyond that, I think it would not be appropriate to comment.
You know, I'm sure, better than I, that this is a neuralgic subject for Mexicans, for the U.S. military presence in Mexico.
It is, and it is only being done at the request of and with consultation and cooperation with the Mexicans. This is not the United States unilaterally going in. This is a cooperative. It is as a assistance. It is a mutual recognition that as two neighboring countries, we all have something at stake here. I mentioned yesterday, but, you know, there's $1 billion worth of commerce every day that goes across that Mexican border. You know, 22 United States states have Mexico as their number one or two trading partner. That means you have to have safety and security along that border. That means jobs, among other things. And people need to be able to go back and forth and transit across that border without fear for that they will be the victim of a violent crime. And the people who live in the border communities just south of our border need to know that the rule of law will be applied.
Just to be clear here, are you saying that President Calderon has expressed an openness toward a uniformed U.S. military presence within Mexico?
Yes. Let me be very, very clear, because this is a very delicate subject, that our military in certain limited ways has been working with the Mexican military in their efforts against the drug cartels. But it is at the request of the Mexican government, in consultation with the Mexican government, and it is only one part of our overall efforts with Mexico, which are primarily civilian in nature.
But are you talking about advisors, or are you talking about people actually engaged in operations?
Let me just not go further than that. If you want to talk about the actual military role, I suggest that you talk with Secretary Gates. All I'm saying in this interview is that you can deduce from the fact that the chair of the Joint Chiefs was at this meeting and the Secretary of Defense was at this meeting that the United States and its military are also and have been offering assistance to Mexico.